Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 2nd. Today's word is palindrome, spelled P-A-L-I-N-D-R-O-M-E. Palindrome is a noun that means a word, verse, or sentence, such as "Able was I ere I saw Elba," or a number, such as 1881, that reads the same backward or forward. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Spokesman Review of Spokane, Washington, by Cindy Val. He went on to create Noxon Tools, named for a small Montana town. Noxon is a palindrome, spelled the same way forward or backward. Palindromic wordplay is nothing new. Palindromes have been around since at least the days of ancient Greece, and our name for them comes from two Greek words, palin, meaning back or again, and dramine, meaning to run. Nowadays, we can all appreciate a clever palindrome, such as drab as a fool, aloof as a bard, or a man, a plan, a canal, Panama, or even a simple one like race car. But in the past, palindromes were more than just smart wordplay. Until well into the 19th century, some folks thought palindromes were actually magical, and they carved them on walls or amulets to protect people or property from harm. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.